next two. Got 10 minutes to do what I needed 30 for. Amen. But sometimes you got to do. You got to yield to the Holy Ghost. Amen. You got to yield to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God for you. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. I want to talk this Sunday before Pentecost Sunday about some prerequisites for Pentecost. Some prerequisites for Pentecost. If you have been paying attention over the last 42 days, I've been doing a series, and I don't plan series. Series just happened by the Spirit, but I've been doing a series to prepare ourselves for Pentecost and Pentecost Sunday, which is next Sunday, the 50th day after Jesus' resurrection. On the 50th day, we celebrate the release of the Holy Spirit. I tried to remind you right after Easter to stay in the houses. Again, church has seasons and church has seasonal attendance. You watch what happens next Sunday and at the summer. People be here next Sunday because they sure ain't going to be here. But you start watching what happens in June and July. I mean, August, and you'll see that people will be vacation. I'm going to vacate too, but you know, but we can't all vacate at the same time. We need vacation. We need rest. We need relaxation, but we can't all vacate at the same time, and also we can't all not tithe on the same Sunday. Amen. And so I've been trying to prepare you as we talked about stay in the house. Jesus told them that they stay in the temple, that after Easter was over, and one of the first things he said was for them to stay together. Stay in the temple. Don't disperse. And then we talked about that conversation in that cemetery when the master said, Mary, and Mary said, Master, which I argue is one of the most important lines, if not the most important line in the Bible. When Master said, Mary, Master, Mary said, Master, which lets us know he still lives. And he still knows my name. If you had, by the way, you know that also during this period, Peter was pardoned. If you were with us the other Tuesday at Bible Way, you understand that during this 50-day period, Peter was pardoned on that day that he was on trial. He denied him three times, but that when he showed back up again, he asked Peter on three different times, do you love me? And Peter decided three different times, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And he made up for the three times that he denied him. And on that day, Peter had been pardoned because Jesus needed Peter to preach. All of us, especially those of us who are preachers, those of us leaders, we have been pardoned to do what God has commissioned us to do, because none of us up in here are perfect. None of us, from the back door to the front door, from the pulpit to the choir to both sides, none of us up in here are perfect. And all of us have in some way, shape, or form been pardoned. And last week, I tried to talk to you about the truth about Thomas. We always have called him Doubting Thomas, but for me, he is Believing Thomas. He is the same Thomas that said, Jesus, when you go to Jerusalem, I'm willing to go with you and die for you. When it was Thomas who said, when he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, he said, give me the address so I can put it in my MapQuest and go with you. He's the same one that says, I've got to see the nail prints in his hand. And when he saw and put his hands through them, he said, my Lord and my God. He didn't say, and now I believe. He said, my Lord and my God, because he already was a believer. And so before we can get to Pentecost, before we can get to the day of the release of the third part of the triune God, we have to have some things in order. Now, we'll I'll tell you that there are some denominations, and I'm not calling any names and not throwing any shade. I'm just going to teach you a little bit. There are some denominations, there are some belief systems that do not believe in what we call the triune God. They do not believe in the Trinity. They do not believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They do not believe in the Trinity, the triune God, that God is Father, God is Son, and God is the Holy Ghost. They only believe in Jesus. Well, I guess then that Jesus must be split personality then. Because obviously there's got to be a triune God, because in the beginning God said, let us. I got 10 minutes. If you pray hard, I preach hard. If you pray hard, I preach hard. If you say something, I'll get you out the way. He says that let us make man in our own image. And the last time I checked, English teacher, us is plural. Help me, Dr. Green. Us is plural. I think it's a pronoun on the plural side. That means more than one. So it has to be somebody else besides Jesus. It just can't be Jesus. It's got to be God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And each one of them is important in your life. Every now I need God the Father. I need God to create something in me. I need God to birth something in me. I need God to do something in me. I need to help him be a vessel. I need God to be my Father when I'm fatherless. I need him to prepare a table before. I need him to be my shepherd. Every now I need God to be the Father, but every now and then I need God to be my big brother. Every now and then when I'm by myself, when I ain't got nobody to talk to, when Cynthia's going to sleep, when the kids are going to sleep, I'm just in my office by myself thinking and meditating. And when I get lonely, because it gets lonely up here, I need God to be my brother, which is Jesus. I guess I have a witness up in here that every now and then you don't have to call on your big brother, but you can see your way through it. You can feel your way through it. When nobody out there to help you, I need him to be my big brother. And then I need him to be the Holy Ghost. Lord, have mercy. I need him to be the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost to give me power. I need the Holy Ghost to give me discernment. I need the Holy Ghost not to cuss somebody. I need the Holy Ghost to work a miracle in my life. I need the Holy Ghost to go back to that job with that needy
he scattered. After he died, Peter took some of his mission. Judas had already committed suicide. Thomas had been AWOL. But the Bible says that when he came back to let them know that he was coming back. See, God will tell you everything you need to know even before it happened. He's going to let you know, so you got to be able to discern some things. That God should give you every knowledge. You should have a deja vu experience. Well, I haven't seen this movie before. I haven't seen this show up before. It was in a dream. It was in a premonition. But God will show you what's about to happen even before it happens. You should know you're about to get fired before you get fired. You ain't been to work all week. Some of y'all up in the house, but you ain't even in here. Everybody in the house really ain't in the house. Some of y'all in the house because your wife came to the house. You wanted to get something to eat after church, so you better go to the house. Some of y'all in the house because you got to wear your wardrobe. And they gonna see me. And I did that 10-day school. They gonna see me in this dress from 1974. Some of y'all in the house because you want to hear Erica sing. That's fine with me. I'll come in to hear Erica sing. Shoot. Some of y'all just up in the house sometimes for the wrong reasons because I know you ain't in the house because you won't do nothing while you're in the house. This is a house of prayer and praise. This ain't no old spectator sport. Everybody up in the house ain't in the house. And I want to thank God. I really want to thank God for these men over here, the men in black. They ain't perfect, because I ain't perfect. But I know they are in the house. And every time I'm in another house, they come support their pastor. Now, I praise God. They are proud of their pastor, but more importantly, they're on assignment for Jesus Christ. And you know that they'd be the first one standing up in support. Because they're in the house. Not only are their bodies in the house, but their spirits are in the house.